man, the news stories, as much as we talk about the weather that we've been having here that was, you know, so abnormally hot last week, the stories coming out west, you hearing some of those high temperatures expected today? 113 in Las Vegas.
Ooh, that's horrible.
118 in Phoenix. Mm-mm. 119 in Palm Springs.
They're going to be frying eggs on the sidewalk there for sure.
And then what did you hear the news story earlier about warning people to stay off the sidewalks?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because of the possibility of, I thought they said getting like third-degree burns or something like that.
It's a dry heat, though. So
oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
right.
I'm always told.
Now, even Salt Lake City at 105.
Wow. Yeah, well, hopefully that's not heading our way.
No, yeah, it's going
to
stay out there.
Yeah, I talked to Paul Trombley this morning. He said, you know, we might have a little bump in warmth, but no, all that stuff is being pushed out by a couple of cool fronts that will actually hit us this weekend. It'll cool things down from when we get into the mid-80s, I think, Thursday, Friday, then back into the normal 70s for the weekend. But, yeah, nothing like that's heading our way.
Well, we can handle the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
No problem
with
that. We handle low 90s.
But that's just...
No, and then I saw in Texas that they're asking everybody to cut down on their power.
Oh.
And to shut down maybe for a little while, which I don't know how you do that when temperatures are that hot, but enjoy, Texans.
I'll tell you what you do. You fire up your pickup truck that's got that generator capacitor.
There you go.
Yes, right. Run your air conditioner that way.
And then they issue the air quality alert. And we had some crazy weather around here yesterday with some of those storms that moved through. I was driving around a few times yesterday, and I don't know how many times I drove in a storm and out and in and out.
Yeah. Which, that was in the evening, right?
Yep.
Not during the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
The afternoon was beautiful.
Yeah, it was about, I guess, 5 o'clock when
something
things started
like
to kind of roll around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, which is good to do. Speaking of that, we need to ask you about that, Dave Maurer, the afternoon and how beautiful it was. It was a beautiful day for golf yesterday.
Oh, it was fantastic. And we had a great round, and we were playing a scramble format. And we had Chris Chandler, who's the executive director of the, he's a guy we had in our foursome, executive director of the Great Lakes Bay Invitational, and he ought to be playing in the pros.
Oh, is that
because
good?
Because we
huh?
were using his ball all the time. Can he crunch that ball? What a long driver and accuracy and everything. It was just a lot of fun to be out with Chris and then with Karen, who's the head of diversity at Dow. And Art Lewis was in a group with Jim Fitterling, the CEO and chairman of Dow Chemical. So we had, and our general manager, Mark Thomas, was out with us, and we just had a great day. And the golf course is pristine. It's in beautiful shape.
Oh, we should mention, too, I don't want to interrupt you, but this all goes back to yesterday morning when we had the broadcast to talk about the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, which led to this this golf outing.
Right, Art did interviews with people in the morning between 9 and 11, and they had a news conference at 10 that I participated in and took that in. And one of the things, that an earlier report we had this morning with Jim Fitterling talking about STEM, they're sending out into schools in cooperation with the local people that promote STEM of the Great Lakes Bay region, 4,000 kits for different grade levels to help students with STEM activities during the summer and into the fall. And just a lot of community involvement that goes into that tournament. And for people to come out, 17 and under, no cost to go to the tournament.
Really?
The first 2 days are free altogether for everybody. And then for the last 2 days, it's $10 a person for adults to get into general admission. And then they have a $45 ticket, which is a real deal, actually. It gets you into not only the golf, but there are four Great Lakes, Eat Great Lakes, I think is what they call it, something like that. I don't have the moniker down. But they have four locations on the course where you can go there, and that $45 includes your food. And so, it's just a great opportunity to get out and enjoy that beautiful course. Those who can't get out there, the Golf Channel will be carrying the first 3 days of these lady pros, and then CBS will be doing the Saturday. They're doing it. It wraps up on a Saturday as opposed to a Sunday because the golfers need a travel day on Sunday for another event that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But they're bringing in 144 of the top women golfers in the country will be participating in the tournament this year.
Yeah, I heard when I was talking to Chris Chandler, I can't remember how many of the top 100 are committed, but it's quite a few of the top 100 in the world.
Right now, it's a different format too. It's an alternate shot. They're, you know, they pair them together.
Yeah, the team format.
A team format, and that is kind of unique in the way they do that. And they've got some great pairings coming in. So it's impressive to what they put on here, and they won all kinds of accolades for the 2019 tournament they put on here in for some of the best. And well-organized events. So
yeah, wasn't it named like the tour event of the year, I think, or something like that?
Yeah, it was.
In 2019, And everyone was just like, wow, this is great. Can't wait till next year. And then...
Yeah, right. COVID.
And I posted on Facebook a picture of the trophy that each of the winning pair will get. And then they will also be getting some custom-made jewelry again this year from Herman Hiss in Bay City. They tie a lot of local people and places and everything they can local. They keep involved in this tournament. Of course, then there's a cash purse for the top players. So, we just had a great time out on the golf course yesterday. And
how was your game? Because it was your first time out this year, wasn't it?
First time out this year. So I'm not feeling it today. I'm surprised. We only played 9. So it was probably about right because I was doing okay, but I'm glad we were playing best ball. Because with that, what happens there is everybody hits, but then you go to where the best ball was hit, and then everybody hits from that point. So we were picking up our balls a lot and going to Chris's ball and hitting from there throughout. And Mark Thompson had a couple nice shots too, put a couple on the green when we needed on that second shot. And we came in 3 under par, too bad overall.
That's pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah.
And glad to hear the course is, of course, it's going to be in great shape because the tournament comes up now, just a month from now.
I was surprised with the amount of rain we had yesterday morning. And Jim Fitterling was telling us what they did. There's a lot of clay over there underneath the ground. But what they've done over the years, when they aerate the course, they inject sand into the surface of the entire golf course. And they've done that over a period of years, and so it soaks up water rather quickly. We didn't have any wet spots at all, despite the amount of rain we had yesterday morning. And by afternoon, it was dry and great shape.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear everything went well, and we're just looking forward to having a great tournament that's going to be happening in mid-July at the Midland Country Club, the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational.
And Art will be on the first tee. He's taking the week off, and he'll be on the first tee introducing the golfers as they go off each day, at least on the first day. I think he's participating in that.
All right. Well, there'll be lots more updates coming forth, and we're glad to have some participation in it as well.